Anyway, so he got this job as a sort of, well, I would say a glorified lab boy. He had absolutely no scientific training whatsoever. He went to a British public school where he learned Latin and Greek or whatever, you know, and all that sort of thing, but not a smidgen of science. But before he'd been in there very long, he was extremely deft with his fingers. He was doing high-powered research and dissecting aphids and things, you know, things that you could hardly see with the naked eye, and they were so pleased with him, they bought him an enormous microscope with about 6 objectives and, you know, all this kind of thing. And he did extremely well there and was finally elevated to the science level and was there until his retirement, which I forget the date now, but excuse me, I still have a whole album of his drawings, scientific drawings, and I don't quite know what to do with them, but I guess I'll have to bequeath them to Summerland or something like that. And they are said to be very interesting, I think they are. Though, again, to look at the drawings, you can see the lack of scientific background. If he'd had my training, my goodness, I don't know what he wouldn't have done. Anyway.